And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And Roman, there's really no other way to cut this. The Giants are playing ugly football right now.
Yeah, when you're 0-2, 10 turnovers, and you're just not putting good stuff on tape, you're not playing consistent football, that's just not a winning recipe. So, but today's Wednesday, which is like a Monday in the regular world, in the National Football League. New game plan, new team, and a new set of goals for this week.
All right, Roman, so it's time for the GEICO 15-second recap. And all you need is just 15 minutes, and then you can save 15% on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com. And, you know, Coach Coughlin, a little bit testy today. Again, when you're 0-2, those things will happen. Coach will have a smile on his face if they practice well today. They got a few more days to get ready before they head down to Carolina. Let's get a quick look at the injury report. This will also put a little bit of a grin on Coach Coughlin's face, Roman. Only two guys are on the board.
And these are two guys, David Deal, Adrian Robinson, that have, you know, legitimate injuries that they had, you know, since training camp. But again, you're 0-2, everyone's live. Everyone's live, so everyone's got to practice this week.
Okay, the biggest problem the Giants have, you heard it before, turnovers. Giants are -8 so far, worst in the league, and Eli's got 7 picks.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the turnovers, you can put an asterisk by a few of them, bouncing off a foot, bouncing off Darrell Scott's arm. But again, not protecting the football, you know, poor receiver communication, you know, throwing the ball clearly to another defender. I mean, those are things that happen to you when you're not playing solid. You have some asterisks, again, under some of those turnovers, but again, not protecting the football, turnovers is not a winning recipe.
All right. In addition to that, the Giants' running game has been horrible. Through the first 2 weeks of the season, they've got 73 yards combined, averaging 2.2 yards a carry. And then, of course, if you don't run the ball well, that wrecks your play action.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the running game, and every offense, you know, tries to create balance, especially Kevin Gilbride's offense. You have to be 50-50 running pass, because if you can't run the ball well, you can't do anything else. And at certain key moments, you see one guy getting free, whether it's somebody on the inside, somebody on the outside, somebody not winning at the point of attack, someone on the backside getting free, so that there's no cutback there. And all that does is take away the pass, because now, again, you look at the rushing numbers, you know, worse than the NFL rushing, 22 yards per carry, the fumbles. I mean, Paul, it's not looking good.
No, not at all. And then, as you say, it affects the entire offense. And then the pressure that the offensive line is giving up in the passing game doesn't help matters. Eli has been sacked 4 times so far this year and plenty of other pressures as well. Roman, he was only sacked 19 times all of last season.
Yeah, and some of those sacks are a result of just guys breaking down up front. You're waiting for those deep routes to come, and you're holding the ball, then someone gets free. But again, the running game softens up the defense a little bit, so when you throw the ball when you want to throw it, you're not getting hit. No quarterback likes to get hit. You want to square your shoulders to the line of scrimmage, go through your progressions, and find your receivers. Eli Manning has not been able to do that consistently, definitely not last week.
And you know, Roman, it's funny because the trenches aren't being too kind to the Giants on the other side of the ball either. They had 2 sacks in week 1 against Tony Romo and none last week against the Broncos. That is not acceptable.
And let's be honest about the quarterback that the Giants just played in Peyton Manning. He traditionally throws the ball quick. He knows the rhythm, the timing of his routes. He gets rid of that football. He doesn't want to get hit. So you've got to get to Peyton Manning. I said this last week, from the interior. So you saw a lot of guys on the interior, you know, get to Peyton Manning, but not really able to bring him down. That's something that you can't have happen this week.
Now, you know what's funny about it? And Antrell Roll had a comment the other day, and I want to address this as part of our Twitter question. And it comes from NYG Men for Life. He says, do you agree with Antrell Roll that there was a lack of emotion on defense? Roman, it's ironic because the secondary's really been playing the best of any unit on the team.
Well, a defensive player is always going to talk about emotion and enthusiasm, but the word is really execution, because when you're executing, when you're stopping the run, when you're tackling, when you're staying in your lanes, you're contained, when you're doing all those things and you're executing, then it's fun because you're doing well. That's when the emotion comes in. So it's really the execution that leads to positive emotion on defense.
You know what's strange about this? The Giants have only allowed 1 pass completion this season of more than 25 yards. It was a 36-yarder last week when Peyton hit Caldwell down the left sideline. Yeah, they've stopped giving up big plays, but nonetheless, the Giants are 0-2. When we come back from this break, we will delve into what the Panthers have in store for Big Blue. That's right here. Stick around on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. And, you know, last year the Giants went down to Carolina on what was supposed to be Cam Newton's big primetime coming out party. The Giants rolled up over 400 yards and crushed the Panthers 36-7. You know Cam and company do remember.
Yeah, I mean, this time last year, the irony that it was week three, you know, the Giants are just coming off their first win against Tampa, and they were 1-1 going into this game. But now you're talking about two teams that are both 0-2 that need their first win. And I remember Andre Brown, big game last year. Ramsey Barton, big game last year. These guys are not there, so let's hope the guys that replaced them from last year are going to have those kind of efforts.
Now, there are some former Giants who Big Blue will get a chance to visit with. Dominic Kixon is the fifth receiver on the Panthers, has only played in one game, has had hamstring problems. Chase Blackburn, the middle linebacker, is a backup, and he's only playing on special teams right now. Then there's Dave Gettleman, who was part of the Giants personnel department, who is now Carolina's GM.
Yeah, and as we know, David Gettleman was the new general manager for the Panthers. He's trying to recreate really that Giants culture down there in Charlotte. And bringing solid character guys like Dominic Kixon and Chase Blackburn. I mean, everyone loved their work ethic here. They're really a good, solid guys off the field. I mean, that's what they're going to bring to Carolina.
Now, regardless of who else is on the team, Carolina is all about quarterback Cam Newton. But something that's very interesting, folks, is that he's been sacked 7 times for the first 2 games, and he's averaging less than 6 yards per pass attempt. They are keeping everything relatively safe and short with him.
Yeah, and let's not forget the type of year that Cam Newton had as a rookie, a phenomenal season. Last year, it took a little bit of a drop, and then there were some maturity issues, how he handled the press, how he handled himself after a loss. But this season, I think offensive coordinator Mike Shula have purposely simplified the game, short passes, giving the ball to your receivers, and your tight ends, Greg Olsen, people like that, that can take the ball and run with the yards after the catch. So they're simplifying things a little bit, but you're not seeing the big plays as Cam Newton had in the past.
Now, the Panthers' offensive line is having some trouble. They gave up 6 sacks last week to Buffalo. Mario Williams himself had 4.5, 2.5 against Byron Bell, the right tackle, and 2 against the left tackle, Jordan Gross.
Yeah, they played against some good defensive linemen, but that should have some good confidence for Tuck, Kiwanuka, JPP, and the guys on the Giants' defensive line that he has gone down a lot. You're not playing Tony Romo or Peyton Manning. Cam Newton is sackable.
A fun matchup for me to watch come Sunday is going to be nickel corner Terrell Thomas, who's a great tactician, going against slot receiver Steve Smith, who has seen it all, Roman.
Yeah, Steve Smith is really the last great short receiver. This is a big receiver league, and Terrell Thomas has been playing lights out the first 2 weeks, probably the best player of the defense thus far. But he's got his task at hand. Steve Smith's a great route runner. They put him in the slot to run some of those intermediate routes. He doesn't have that top-end speed anymore, but he's a very reliable receiver. He's got great hands, and he's very, very productive.
Roman, let's flip it to the defense. Carolina's got an active front 7. Luke Kuechly, their middle linebacker, one of the more athletic middle linebackers in the game, reminds some people of Sean Lee.
Yeah, and let's not forget, the guy who's in charge of this is Ron Rivera, head coach. He was on the Bears 1985 team. You know, he breathes defense. He was a defense coordinator when I was in San Diego. So that personality, that identity is on that front 7 of Carolina. They've got a good defensive line, Charles Robinson, and great linebackers as well.
But, you know, they do have a big Achilles right now. Going into today's practice session, they may have 3 of their starting defensive backs out of the game Sunday.
And they're 30th in league in passing offense, and defensively, they're not doing well. They're not healthy. This should be a big game for the Giants on offense.
Yeah, Eli Manning's eyes ought to be as wide as saucers. That'll do it for this week's edition of Giants Press Conference Live. We'll see you next time right here on MSG.